listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Little bit of a delicious divisional round rewind. Some of the highlights for the teams emerging to move on to the championship game. We've got your two seed eliminated. We've got your three seed, the Bengals, once again champs of the AFC North, and once again playing their best football as they crescendo into the final few weeks of the season. And then you have the Chiefs, five straight AFC championships. That's incredible. Say what you will about who they are and how they play and this or that. They're not perfect. And their defense at times has been the weak, ugly, redheaded stepchild. But there's so many veterans on that team that have played on the biggest stages in sports. And the Chiefs defense prides itself on making those huge plays, on rising to the occasion, if you will, over and over again. Patrick Mahomes, first five seasons as a starter. 2018, AFC Championship game. 2019, AFC Championship, Super Bowl, MVP of the Super Bowl. 2020, AFC Championship, regular season MVP, right? It was the year after, and they went back to the Super Bowl, where they lost, of course. That was to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 21 and 22, AFC Championships. Last year, getting bounced by the Bengals. What will happen this season? I haven't seen the lines, meaning the favorite and the underdog, but I did see it trending on Twitter earlier this day, this Monday, that the Bengals are underdogs. I can't imagine they're huge underdogs, though, not with the way that they're playing. And if they are, don't buy it for a second. So when we get to this edition of QB News, this show's edition of QB News, we will definitely give you the latest on Patrick Mahomes' ankle, according to his head coach. And we've also got more from the Bills locker room, as well as from some of the other teams conducting their exit interviews this weekend. But I was thinking about, I want to ask you this question. What's the more disappointing exit, the Bills or the Cowboys? Now, I know some of you will tell me the Cowboys was expected because they're never going to win anything and they suck and this is what they do. It's fair to say that two other teams eliminated this weekend, Jacksonville and New York, have to be thrilled. They may never say publicly, of course, they're disappointed that they didn't advance. They, at least the Jaguars, were still in the game to the end. The Giants obviously were overpowered fairly quickly. And it's a good gauge, as painful as it is for the Giants and probably embarrassing for them to have it happen against their division rival. It's humiliating, but that's part of sports. Failure is a very important quality of becoming a winning team, becoming a winning culture. And Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, on their way to establishing that with the Giants. But this is a good gauge, not to mention they got their feet wet. This group of Giants, who had very little playoff experience, got their feet wet in the playoffs. Great. All of that is positive. All of that can be used to help them reach their goal. But the Giants are probably ahead of schedule to win their first playoff game since their last Super Bowl run over a decade ago. That's ahead of schedule, right? So they're not super disappointed. And don't take that the wrong way. I'm not saying they're happy with winning or losing. They obviously wanted to win. But they're not devastated like the Bills or the Cowboys, who believe they had a team that could win the Super Bowl. Same thing with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And you will hear it when we let you get the Monday comments from Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson. Do you know the word that Trevor Lawrence kept using? Excited. Excited. You want to know a word that Josh Allen did not use? Excited. It's all about your perspective. And so you've got two teams coming from complete opposite ends of the spectrum, right? And so because of that, there are teams who feel like they exceeded expectations and teams who feel like they failed to meet them. And it's much harder to stomach. It's much harder to get over. It's much harder to move on. So which team suffered the more disappointing end? Which team, whether it be the Bills or whether it be the Cowboys, has more to get over? Now, in the case of the Buffalo Bills, at least one very high-profile member of their team, in fact, a Super Bowl champion himself, says there is no need to overreact. Von Miller surfacing again in defense of his team and trying to bring some optimism to the Bills on Monday.
We're in a unique spot here, and we got a great football team. We got a great coaches. We got great staff, great players. You know, sometimes, you know, more isn't always an answer. Sometimes you just got to just keep playing, you know. Sometimes you just got to line back up, give us another year, and to just go through it again. We lost four games. We lost four games this whole entire year. Four games out of 19 games that we played? And we lost four of those games, you know, and we had a great season. We had a great year.
Von Miller hasn't played since he suffered the knee injury. This goes back. Well, he had this knee surgery the first week in December. Remember, he had been talking about returning against the New York Jets. Then he goes to get what was supposed to be more of a scope and kind of a procedure to clean out his knee and to see how bad the damage was, how extensive. And they found out that he'd torn his ACL. So he ended up having a reconstructive surgery and was clearly done for the year. I hope that he'll be on schedule to start next season, but these days you just don't know. It's really one individual to the next. It can vary. It's after hours here on CBS Sports Radio. He did lead the Bills with 8 sacks when he hurt his knee, and they brought him in because of his Super Bowl pedigree. They brought him in with a pretty fat contract because they really did believe and know that he could change their pass rush. I don't want to be naive enough to think, like, oh, if they had one Von Miller on the field, this would have been different. Because as he points out, they lost 4 games all season, and he believes they are well within their window's not really the right word. It's well within their repertoire to be able to challenge and to win a Super Bowl despite these past 3 years of disappointment.
I came here to have multiple shots at winning the Super Bowl. I came here, you know, I didn't feel like, you know, this would be my only shot, like this one year. I feel like I had multiple shots at the Super Bowl by the way this team was built, by, you know, our quarterback, our defense. I feel like I had, you know, multiple chances at the Super Bowl, and I still feel like that, man. And I'm super excited for year 2 with the Buffalo Bills. I'm super excited to line back up and do it all over again. I'm super excited to get back to Rochester and go through training camp and
be healthy again.
So I'm super excited, man. And just because we lost to the Bengals, it doesn't diminish the type of team that we have. It doesn't diminish, you know, our position in this league.
So you won't hear Josh Allen say excited like Trevor Lawrence, but you will hear Von Miller. But that's one of the things I love about Von. He's one of my favorite players in the NFL. Definitely missed him. Was crushed for him. But he always finds the silver lining. He always finds the sunshine peeking through the clouds. We need those types of people in our lives.
Football heaven. We're 60 minutes away.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You know what else we need? Dogs. And producer Jay helped me post a relatively recent picture of Penny. I got to tell you the truth. Penny's most recent photos, I would say going back to probably mid to late December, she's sleeping in every single one of them. I take a lot of photos of my dog. She's always sleeping. And so it's funny because as I was paging through my photos on my phone to find a good one, a good shot of Penny to include with this kind of milestone day for us on Monday, all I kept doing was finding pictures of her sleeping. I need a picture where she's awake and she looks happy, not zonked out. How many times a week do you think I send you pictures of Penny sleeping?
Oh, often. But I would say she looks happy when she's sleeping, too. She's a very, cozy-looking sleeper.
Yes, she is. She's got the cute ears that are always sticking straight up, straight up and then have the little flip on them. And so, she's a very cute sleeper, which is a problem for me because not only is she sweet-looking and cute, but she's making funny noises. And so, I always pet her, and then I wake her up, which is not a good idea. It's like the advice you get for new moms when it comes to a sleeping baby, don't wake them up. Yeah, so once Penny zonks out, the only time I wake her up is to make her go out, right? And so, she's got a lot of sleepy photos, but I take tons of photos of her because it makes me happy. She makes me happy because I never know when it'll be the last photo. So I make sure that I do that. But here we are a year removed from a major scare with her health. And this was why I wasn't able to work a year ago on Divisional Sunday night, is because something was horribly wrong with Penny. I had to do an emergency trip to the vet. I couldn't leave her, so I wasn't going to leave her at my house on Sunday night. So I had to call in. I took her to the vet first thing on Monday morning a year ago today, and they said to me, "We can fix this." Thank heavens. And now they call her a model patient at the vet. They call her a model patient. Of course, goodness, I'm getting ready to take her in on Wednesday for another mini outpatient procedure. And I'm a little nervous about it. They don't put her under completely. She's kind of old for anesthesia. A lot of times with older pets, you don't put them under completely. But she's got to have this growth removed from her gums. So I'm a little nervous about that. You never know with older dogs how things like this are going to go. And she doesn't love the vet. I mean, which pets among us love going to the dentist, which is essentially what she's going to be doing. So I'm a little bit nervous for her, but I'm going to take her first thing on Wednesday once I get home from work. And just another milestone for me and the Penster. But if you haven't seen the photo, it's now up on Twitter and Facebook. And what's happening on Facebook is you all are responding with your own dog photos, which I always love. So thank you for sharing dog photos. If on this Monday night into a Tuesday morning, you require photos of puppies to make you smile, well, there are plenty. Some even wearing football gear, of course, because why not?
I love puppies.
I love puppies too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on Facebook. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Again, we'll do a full edition of QB News about an hour or so from now. And that way we can give you the latest on Patrick Mahomes and his health, as well as what the Giants are saying about Daniel Jones, who is now a free agent, coming off his best game and then a game where his critics would have more fuel for their fire. But it appears as though the Giants have made up their mind. They are going to keep him, or do want to keep him, as their franchise quarterback. Can they agree on terms? Can they agree on a long-term deal? And remember, the question is always this. If you get rid of the quarterback you have, if you bounce the quarterback, and many people in Dallas are saying, let's get rid of the quarterback. That's it. Fire Dak. I've seen so much of that. Fire Dak. Well, if that's what you do and you think the Cowboys should do it, who do you replace him with? Would you like Derek Carr? He's also known to throw high-profile interceptions. Would you prefer, well, you're probably not going to get Tom Brady there, but there's a chance Tom Brady is available if he hasn't already made up his mind, if he hasn't already decided either he's going to retire or where else he's going. Though according to Tom, he's decided nothing. You'll hear from him coming up as well.
I have no knowledge of anything.
Well, yeah, that too. I mean, that's always the case with Brady playing dumb, if you will. Would you like Lamar Jackson? What if Lamar becomes available? I know the Ravens are firmly focused on giving him a deal, but if they do franchise tag him because they can't come to a deal before that point, and then they believe there's no way, they're at an impasse, would they potentially trade him to another franchise? All right, so if you're the Dallas Cowboys, you're Dallas Cowboys fans, tell me, who do you take instead of Dak? Who that's available? What about Aaron Rodgers? There'd been talk that he would like to play with the Cowboys or that Jerry Jones wanted him in the past. Would you prefer Aaron Rodgers? He's going to be 40. He still can play, though, I would say, holding up him and Tom Brady together, Rodgers clearly had the poorer season. But even so, you're talking about a stopgap. You're not talking about a franchise QB. So tell me, for those of you who want to get rid of Dak Prescott, who would you want to fill that spot instead? Because it's never as easy as, hey, let's fire this guy. You actually have to have a quarterback from the Captain Obvious department. You have to have a quarterback. Cooper Rush, maybe. Would you be happy with Cooper Rush? Actually, I believe Russell Wilson could be available for the right price. Did you hear the biggest kind of theory or idea out there is that Dan Quinn is going to be the Denver Broncos' next head coach? And I don't really know what's going on with Sean Payton. I would say take everything you hear with Sean or about Sean with a grain of salt right now, even if it comes directly from Sean, because he could go back to Fox if he doesn't want to coach. Apparently, your location's very important to him, so it may not be just about the job. It may be about being close to L.A. I guess that's one of his priorities. He wants to be in L.A. or near L.A. He did schedule an interview with the Cardinals, which, you know, Phoenix is not that far from L.A. He's interviewed with multiple other teams. He's even had second interviews with teams like the Panthers. David Tepper has let it be known that he'll do anything he can possibly do to get Sean Payton. I mean, I'm not sure Sean needs money, but they might have draft capital to be able to compensate the Saints for allowing Payton to go coach somewhere else, for releasing him. Release the hounds! So if you're Sean Payton and you have your pick, and he definitely does, who knows if he would take the Broncos? They would love to have him. He's their top choice, but I don't know that he is looking at the Broncos as the best option.
When people ask you what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you got to be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited.
Gross. Okay. I mean, it was weird then. It's even weirder now. That's Russell Wilson's alter ego. So back to the idea that's being floated out there, and I think it's emanating from a lot of Denver people. Dan Quinn, who was the defensive coordinator through Seattle's best seasons, going back to their Super Bowl runs. Now, granted, he's on the other side of the ball, but he knows Russell Wilson very well. They were in the same locker room, same team, same brain trust for years. And Dan's greatest success before Dallas was with the Seattle Seahawks. That's how he got the job with the Atlanta Falcons that didn't quite go as planned. So there's a tangled web in the NFL, but yeah, that's one of the theories out there. I am blown away. I like to use the word flabbergasted every now and then. I'm relatively flabbergasted that not one head coaching job has been filled yet. That's odd. Your top candidates, Dan Quinn, who's now fully available in terms of interviews. D'Amico Ryans, who's the D coordinator for the Niners, he's busy, though he has done some interviews. Sean Payton, and it sounds like most teams are willing to wait for him. And then you have all these offensive coordinator jobs. So many. At last count, it was like 25. Just kidding. It's not that bad. It's not that high. But it's a third of the league. There is even some talk that Eric Bieniemy, though he may not get a head coaching job, at last I knew he'd only interviewed with the Colts. But do you know he's now interviewed with 15 NFL teams for their head coaching jobs? Think about it. He was a hot commodity on the coaching ranks for, say, 3 years. In 3 years' time, that's only some of the coaching jobs that have turned over. Life comes at you fast as an NFL head coach. Anyway, there's talk that he may get out from underneath Andy Reid's shadow by taking an offensive coordinator job somewhere else, not even a head coaching job, but just an OC somewhere else, where if it's true that him not calling plays is holding him back, that he has a chance to prove himself. But I don't think that really makes much sense. I mean, think about the number of guys who came out of Kansas City who were OCs there, who worked on Andy Reid's staff, that weren't calling plays, and they got head coaching jobs. Nah, there's something else going on there. I don't know what. I honestly think the NFL's a copycat league, and so once you get branded as whatever you're branded as, once teams shy away from you, it's like other teams follow suit because they're worried. They're worried that they're going to make that fatal mistake. It's so competitive in the NFL. All right, we have a poll up. Which team suffered the more disappointing end to their season? The Bills, the Cowboys. That's it, just two of them. Because I think the Giants and Jaguars have a lot to be excited about and look forward to. So, yes. Which team suffered the more disappointing end? The poll is up on Twitter, A-Law Radio. We can put it up on our Facebook page, too. There's a penny photo. It's already on Facebook. Boom, Jay is on top of it. Coming up, I promised you a story. I'm only going to tell it once because I wouldn't say it's embarrassing for me, but it's embarrassing for the person who did it. It's going back to my ill-advised coffee date on Friday. You guys are going to laugh your asses off, though. It was so awkward. I almost laughed. Anyway, wait till I tell you. And also, we'll get to some of your calls. 855-212-4227. Stephon Diggs, he has broken his, I don't know that he was silent for very long, but he's responding to the criticisms on Twitter. And his coach and teammates are talking about him in their exit interviews. It's the day after. We survived the Monday. We made it, peeps. Oh, my gosh. I was awake before 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Painful it is. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Bill is listening in Houston.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
You mentioned on the show you were going to be on TV here. I kind of pictured you different when I hear you on the radio. It was good to see what you actually look like.
What did you think I looked like?
Small brunette, but I guess you play basketball, and then I should have figured that you were larger than a little petite person. But
larger? That's not something I've been called.
Well, recently. Taller. Taller. I meant taller. And blonde, too, or silver hair, whatever it was.
Silver! Yeah. Like I'm 60.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about. like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
A larger silver-haired woman, buxom, actually.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain.
Here's Amy Lawrence.
If you're not into yoga.
I'm into yoga.
If you have half a brain.
Sometimes I only use half my brain. Thanks for hanging out with us. I appreciate your responses. We're getting blown up on Facebook already about the bigger disappointment, Bills or Cowboys and their exit from the playoffs. I mean, there's all different layers and levels of disappointment. A lot of it will depend on expectations. And I would agree with those of you who are saying the expectations for the Bills were higher going into this season. But at the same time, the pressure on the Cowboys is always immense. I mean, think about the 30 million plus who watched what was a relatively tame competition against the Buccaneers. 34 million plus that watched Niners, Cowboys. Now, that game was tense all the way down to the end. Trayvon Diggs nearly had an interception, right? I mean, there were a couple of moments where that game swung. The Cowboys are one of those teams, one of those franchises, not unique to football, but there are a handful of franchises in sports and a couple of college teams too that regardless of the situation, they always get attention. And so it's one of the reasons why Dak Prescott is getting so much more criticism than Josh Allen. Dak Prescott and Dak actually had a tremendous first game in the playoffs and did not play well in the second one. I wouldn't say Brock Purdy's numbers were off the charts either, but we know who won. And so Purdy running the offense, they both had a single touchdown drive. I mean, neither offense was in any great rhythm or groove. But as much criticism as there is of Dak Prescott, there's not nearly as much for the other quarterbacks. So it's comes with the territory when you're a Dallas Cowboy. It's just how it goes. And I think Dak is prepared for it. But does that then change what you believe about this season? If you don't think the Cowboys were built to win a Super Bowl, well, then maybe you don't think it's that big of a disappointment. The bigger they are, the harder they fall, right? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. All right, so quick story, really quickly. Marco is here, and I'm excited about his faces. And I'm, of course, saying excited, but not really excited. You may or may not, and this is going to be a quick story. We're not gonna belabor this. I just need to share this with you because when it happened, the very first thought that popped into my brain, I kid you not, was, oh, I'm gonna tell that story on the radio. This is how my brain works now. Isn't that sad?
No.
So I had a coffee date on Friday, but it was more of a, I don't want to say a pity date because that's not fair, but I have this rule that I'll go out with anybody once. And if they are bold enough to call me and ask me out, even if I don't want to go, I'll give it a chance, right? Beggars can't be choosers. I'm just teasing. I'm not begging. Are you kidding? So anyway, he called me up. He asked me to meet him for coffee. First, he said 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was like, oh, no, I'll be sleeping, which is true. So then we settled on a 3 o'clock coffee date.
All right, I'm going to interrupt for a second. This is somebody you know, obviously, because they're calling you.
Well, we had never met in person. Okay. We had been introduced by mutual friends through text messages. All right. All right. So I had never met him in person. We'd been communicating for maybe like 3 months or so.
Okay.
But by communicating, I mean he was telling a lot of stories, and I was just like, Anyway, so I really wasn't interested in going out with him, but he called me. He asked me. I said, okay, let's just get this over with. Well, I didn't say that to him, but.
That would have been fun. Yes. Anyway, I would have loved to have heard that. Yes.
So, okay. So I look presentable, even though it's a Friday afternoon. I feel like I got pulled out of a cow's rear end. I make sure that I get up in time. I let the dog out. I'm early. Oh my gosh. I was so proud of myself because I'm always late. I was early. I walk in, he's sitting in like the window at a table.
Okay.
And I think I'd seen a photo of him on Facebook or something, and so I knew it was him. So I walk in, he doesn't get up, he doesn't shake my hand, he doesn't say anything. I turn because I know it's him. Hi, how are you? I'm good. And he just sits there, right? Doesn't get up. So after like a second of, well, it was a few seconds of small talk, right? Like, how are you? Did you find a place to park? I mean, you know me, I can talk to a telephone pole without any trouble. And so I finally said, because I hadn't had any coffee and I was about to keel over, right? So I finally said, hey, do you want to get some coffee? Oh, yeah, yeah. So then he gets up, follows me.
So he knew it was you. He was just awkward.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. All right,
yeah, it gets much more awkward. Just wait. Good. Right. So no, that was just the beginning. But the fact that he didn't even stand up or anything, right? And it was that was weird. I wasn't expecting that. Did he want me to sit down? But I needed coffee, so I didn't sit down. So I go up and I stand near the register. There's a person in front of us. Oh, I can't even tell you this without just being so embarrassed for him. So I'm standing in front of him, meaning I was in front of him in line, and I give my order, pretty standard order at Starbucks. I'm all excited. My coffee's going to come out. I got two shots of mocha. Yes, it's going to be a good day. I can do this. The mocha's going to get me through this. So I turn to him because he's standing next to me, and I assumed he wanted coffee. And I turn to him, and he says nothing. So the girl behind the counter asks, is there anything else? And I turned to him again. I said, do you want some coffee? And then he says, oh, yeah, okay. And she said, what would you expect her to say?
What would you like?
Well, that, but then is this together or is it separate? Right? She says, is this together or is it separate?
Mm-hmm.
I turned to him again because, I mean, why wouldn't I, right? Isn't that what she would do? I'm not sure. So I figured we would figure it out. He just looks back at me. And the girl, the look on the girl's face, the guy doesn't say anything. He just looks at me. And I said, okay, I'll pay. Meaning I was going to pay for my coffee. So I said to the girl, I'll pay. Do you want to know his response? Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You stay classy.
So not only did he have nothing to say when the girl asked, is this separate or are you together? He didn't jump in and say, oh, I got it, or no, it's okay, I'll get my own. Nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But then when I said, I will pay, meaning mine, I guess I should have clarified, but I don't know. I didn't want it to be that awkward, right? And so I just was going to grab it. Whatever, it's two coffees. Although at Starbucks, that costs you like $100. But anyway, so when I said I'll pay, thank you so much. It just completely went over his head. He had no clue. He had nothing to say.
This is off to a bang up start.
Oh
yes.
My gosh. So the girl behind the counter, I mean, her face was hysterical. I, Marco, as you know me, it was all I could do not to bust out laughing.
Yeah.
Like, forget deliciously awkward. I had to, first of all, contain my laughter, and then, wow, this is going to be a great story on the radio. I can't wait to tell Marco and Jay.
That's the reason to stay, because I got to be fair at the end of all this.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
That'll be, I don't know, $27.50. And they're like, all right, okay, well, it was nice seeing you. I would have walked right the hell out. Because I don't have the patience for this kind of stuff. I got to be fair.
I just couldn't believe he didn't say anything. Nothing at all. I looked at him three times and not one time did he say anything until I was like, okay, I got it. Or I'll pay. And pull out my credit card and he or my card and he's like, wow, thank you.
Yeah, that's...
Come on, bro.
Yeah. He doesn't get out much, I'm assuming.
Oh, my gosh. So you're going to be really proud of me. As again, I can talk to anybody or anything. I only had an hour because of Penny. She's my excuse. I killed 25 minutes with Star Wars talk. Boom! I just kept asking questions. He was into Star Wars a little bit, as much as he could be into anything, I guess. And 25 minutes. You know me. I can talk about anything Star Wars. So 25 minutes that were less awkward because I was able to really? Do Star Wars. Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Forget. I mean, the whole thing was like something out of SNL. Right.
Somebody has to save our skins.
Or yes, thank you, Leia. Oh, anyway, that was just one awkward moment. There were others, but that one was so fantastic. He just looked at me and then assumed that I was buying his coffee.
I appreciate the question. I really do.
Oh my gosh.
I go back to the beginning.
I'm not surprised
just from the beginning of that whole thing. I mean, if you're not going to really, I didn't know if he recognized you, if he didn't know who you were.
Oh no, so he definitely knew me.
I mean, like, again, if you want to do the not pay, all right, I disagree, but I'm a different.
Well, no, but
breed.
I didn't care.
That's fine.
I just needed him to say something.
You got to speak.
Yes.
You got to do something.
Say something, not assume. But how can you assume that I was going to buy your coffee?
Well, but I mean, like, you're done. Once you don't speak, you're done. You might as well just go home.
I didn't invite you for coffee. You invited me. But how could you assume that I was paying for yours?
Yeah, you might as well just go home at that point. I mean, really.
Now, I told you, I killed 25 minutes with Star Wars talk.
Right. No, I meant him. Like, that's where you just, like, you cut your look, I'm sorry I screwed this whole thing up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to waste any more of your time. I'm just going
to
head out.
I mean, there were moments, too. So this is when I knew it was time to leave. I just got up and left at this point. I mean, I said thank you. I don't know what I was thanking him for, though, but I did say thank you because I'm polite.
All you did was get second coffee.
Yeah, he was wearing a knee brace, so some injury from jiu-jitsu. He does that. And so he had an injury, had a knee brace on, and the whole time it was like my dog who makes all kinds of crazy noises, like, ah, ah, ah. Yeah, so the whole time he's like straightening his knee, ah. And so finally after the hour, I said, well, I got to run. I got to get to my dog. Sounds like maybe you need to get up and move around. He gets up. He puts the foot with that's the end of the knee brace. He puts that foot on the chair I was sitting in and starts taking off his knee brace. And I was like, oh no, I'm out.
I think I'm good.
I just said, okay, I'll talk to you later. And like, walked out. He was taking off his knee brace in Starbucks. Like, what? I
don't... How good a friend is it that had you?
That's what I want to know. My friend Sue actually said, I think this guy, you'll really like him. I feel like she either doesn't know me very well or deliberately tried to set me up.
Well, that would have been the first phone call on the way out.
Yeah, no, we're not real good friends anymore. I'll just tell you that much.
Yeah.
Either that or she has a very low opinion of me, one or the other.
Well, I mean, if you called her and she just started laughing, then you'd understand. And she's just kind of messing with you a little bit.
But oh, gross.
If she's actually your friend, I would be a little concerned about the friendship there.
Yeah, no, I don't think that the friendship is long for this world.
Not exactly mutual.
No. Thank you, Marco. Anyway, so I hope that makes you feel better about, just your life, because my life is mired in awful dates.
Well, I felt fine a few minutes ago.
Oh,
I was unaware.
You are the cream of the crop, Marco. cream of the crop. I'm glad that the reaction was, ew, I would have walked out. That makes me feel better that it wasn't just me.
You got more patience than me.
I don't walk out. I don't want people to feel badly. So
I also wouldn't have went. I'm not going to deny that.
I know, that's true. You and I are different.
Well, again, don't base it on me, though, because I don't like people. So that's... You know,
hey, you're married. It's different. Yeah, when you're not married, you got to try this stuff.
I guess.
You got to put yourself out there.
That would be a problem.
Dating sucks. I'll just tell you.
I admit it. I don't remember it because I remember how bad it was then. I can't even imagine it's now.
It's worse now. But that's what I'm saying.
If I got to speak to you, we're already off to a wrong start. Like, yeah. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, all right. Well, okay. So that's the only story I'm going to tell. I just want you to know it went as you would expect and as I expected. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Marco has this great look on his face.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Rear left to our right. Here's Prescott back as time throws out left, intercepted. Ball got tipped up and taken by Fred Warner. Jimmy Ward tipped the ball, and Fred Warner with the INT.
Pick City, baby.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Two interceptions. Did they lead to major points for the Niners? No. They both led to field goals, and the same thing happened for the Niners after they had the fumble on a punt. It was a field goal for the Cowboys. So you put all the turnovers together and the points off turnovers, and you essentially come up with a 3-point margin for those Niners. Here's why the turnovers were so devastating, though. And I think especially the Fred Warner in the red zone, because the Cowboys had put together what was their best extended drive outside of their touchdown drive. They put together their best extended drive and could have had the lead going into halftime. Who knows how things would have been different. So it was a momentum killer. It really was like everything they worked for, all their mo, slammed right into a brick wall. So that's why it was more painful, that interception by Fred Warner. But also, in a game in which there was very little margin for error, you couldn't afford those two possessions to come up empty, right? You couldn't afford to get nothing out of them because there weren't that many chances, and the Niners' defense was so good. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Was that Brad Sham? Brad Sham on Cowboys Radio, or was it? I'm sorry. Yes, it was Greg Papa. My fault. Goodness. It's one of those, like, day after, I guess now I can't really use that excuse going into a Tuesday morning, but my brain is still mushy. And so if I am kind of bouncing around and not necessarily giving you the right names here or there, well, you know, I always try to get it right at some point. I try. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks for all your tweets, A-Law Radio. Thank you for not giving me any responses to my yet another chapter, actually, in my bad date book. My friends tell me I need to write a book about how all of the embarrassing, mortifying, ridiculous moments that I've experienced on dates. And let me just tell you, it's been a lifetime of dating, because I'll put myself out there. I'll try anything once. I mean, most times it's just once and that's the end of it, but I'll try anything once. Once I learn my lesson, I don't go back. But I do put myself out there. And so I continue to try because I'm not giving up. But this, this was yet another chapter in my horrific dating stories book that at some point I will release. So thank you for being kind enough not to give me any of your responses and tell me, oh, this or that. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things about Twitter that I can't stand, but nothing's worse than when people on social media give you relationship advice. Nothing is worse than that. So which one was the bigger disappointment? Now, we're going to hear from Josh Allen. We're going to hear from some of the other quarterbacks who bowed out this weekend. But was it the Bills, who were at home and once again thought they could win a Super Bowl, or the Cowboys, who come up short of an NFC championship? Bigger disappointment, CBS Sports Radio. The list-
listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.